Here's a thought I'll title Printing Monochrome with a CMYK Press. Now, some of you may have some experience with commercial offset printing, but I know not everyone does. So if this is a little simplistic for you, I apologize. If it's a little too complex for you, I also apologize. Maybe I can find the sweet spot here. Most commercial printing presses that you might employ to print your book will use a 4-ink process that's standard in the industry, and it's called CMYK printing, each letter standing for one of the colors that's used as an ink in a commercial press. C is for cyan, M is for magenta, Y is for yellow, K is for black. So most commercial printing presses will have 4 plates, one with cyan ink, one with magenta ink, one with yellow ink, one with black ink, all in perfect register. And using just cyan, magenta, yellow, and black, they can reproduce most colors that they need to for typical book printing, newspaper printing, that kind of thing. It's not a huge gamut. It's not like Adobe RGB 1998, or certainly not like Profoto in terms of the possible number of colors that can be reproduced. But for most human vision, it achieves a sufficient simulation of human color vision to be effective for most books and newsprint. But that's where the trouble begins, because you and I, at least a lot of us, don't limit ourselves to shooting color work, but we also shoot black and white work, or more technically referred to as monochrome work. And that's where the trouble kicks in, because monochrome prints printed only with the black ink tend to be a little weak. They're not as deep and rich as we would normally like to see. And so most commercial printers will print black and white work using what's called super black. And super black simply means that they also print the cyan, magenta, and yellow inks on top of the black ink. And that makes the black ink go a little blacker, a little denser. And so everything punches up a little bit and looks like it's supposed to look. The problem with that is if you add too much cyan or too much magenta or too much yellow, it'll shift the color of what we see when we look at a black and white print. Our black and white print will still look monochrome, I guess, but it'll look a little bit bluish or a little bit reddish or a little bit yellowish. Not quite right. It won't be a neutral black and white. The only way you can get a neutral black and white is to print only with the K ink, or to do like we do in lens work, and that's print with the duotone or a tritone, which is not a colored ink, but rather just lighter black, extra light black, super light black, depending on how many inks you want to use. We use duotone that's black and a fairly robust warm gray 11, and that's why the printing and lens work looks so good and never drifts. You never see anything in lens work that looks a little bit too blue or a little bit too yellow or whatever. But that does happen, particularly if you're using print on demand where the controls and capabilities are a little less robust, and so you can get this drift. And what's even worse is sometimes the drift will happen in a given book. So when you flip from page to page, one black and white print will be a little red, and the next one will be a little green, and the next one might be a little yellow, and etc. And it just isn't right. It's something to really watch out for if you're printing your black and white work on a commercial press that uses the standard ink set of CMYK. See if you can find a printer who prints only with black, or at least has a press that can print the colors with accuracy over the length of a press run, so that you don't get this color drift in your monochrome images.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.